You are listening to Fan Wanking, part of the WooCast Network. Brought to you by WooA.com. Episode 7. We've
been away for a little while, but we're back, and we're just trying to, just gear up for the winter season and the holiday season. We're approaching it right now. We're a few days away from Thanksgiving. Actually, probably when this gets on the air, it'll be probably Thanksgiving or so. So, how you guys doing?
I'm good.
Nice.
Actually, I've been gaining more than anything else because of the hurricane and such.
Yep.
Yeah.
How was the hurricane for you guys? And everything pretty good, or
It's good. I had no power for a couple days, but
okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Jim?
I lost the internet for about 6 hours.
6 hours? You're lucky.
Yeah, I got really mad too.
Like 6 days.
Like, what do you mean I can't play that Magic the Gathering game I just downloaded for a hurricane?
I downloaded so many movies. Wherever I can get internet, so I was able to like go into Wi-Fi areas and just download stuff because I knew I was gonna be out of internet. I've been playing a lot of games this past few weeks ever since the storm. So a lot of good games came out this month.
The first thing I did was put a game on the second I got power back.
Yep. Yeah, I think I got,
I guess we'll talk about which one that was, but...
What game?
Well, we know.
Yeah. I know. Well, because I have a feeling that's going to be the prevailing theme
of this show today?
Of course.
Of today's episode.
I mean, what...
It's another episode of Fan Wanking Compatible.
Fan Wanking Compatible, yep. I mean, I bought a lot of games, probably, in the past 2 weeks, ever since the storm. I mean...
Well, in general, there were just two that I was looking forward to.
Yeah, I could probably guess what those two were, Dave.
You probably could.
I know you picked up WWE 13. Is that one of them?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
That was one.
And PlayStation All-Stars, right?
That was the other.
Very nice. How's that going for you? Let's start with WWE 13. We'll start with that one. How's that playing out?
It's fun for someone who's now just kind of... I guess I've gone a little bit beyond casually back into it, but... someone who's like casually into it, who watched it like hardcore when he was in high school.
Okay.
Because it's all pretty much covering the whole 90s, 2000s Attitude era.
Yep.
With like Stone Cold and The Rock and all those guys. And that's who you pretty much play as in that section of the game.
Yeah.
And it has like all new guys too, like all whoever's in currently in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple guys I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Yeah. But
yeah, I picked it up too, and I was liking the Attitude Era mode, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, the Attitude Era section is pretty cool.
It's pretty fun, yeah. And I haven't, I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't watched wrestling religiously in I can't tell you how many years. And then, but I mess around with occasionally with a wrestling game here or there. But this is probably the first wrestling game I've picked up in many years, and it's you just get right back into it. You know, it's really fun.
Yeah.
I really loved it. It kind of brought back a lot of cool memories of earlier games. But it's really probably one of the best wrestling games I've played in a long time.
It's got a good control scheme to it.
Yep.
It's relatively easy to pick up.
Right. Nice, yeah. I really enjoyed that game a lot. There's just so much going on in it, which is great. I couldn't believe how many different single-player matches you could do.
Yeah. There's just a whole array of stuff. I haven't even really gotten into the universe mode yet.
I haven't.
WWE Universe mode is basically where you control what goes on inside the game.
Okay. I have
like inside, like basically you set what shows happen and it's, right. you know, who does run-ins and who fights and...
Right. You're playing that on PlayStation, right?
I am.
Okay. Nice. And what about...
And I downloaded the all the DLC, too, so far. Because it was like Gold Dust and...
A bunch of guys. Okay, cool. I haven't even downloaded any of the DLCs yet. So I know I was. Is there a bunch so far? I mean, is there a good amount? I know that.
Well, if you get the fan access, you get all the like extra wrestlers for $20, as opposed to like $25 or something like that. You save $5, but you get like an extra. I would say 15 or so people.
I mean, supposedly there's over, maybe I'm wrong, but around 100 wrestlers you can play altogether?
No, I don't know if it's 100. That seems like a lot based on what's in there,
yeah.
What I can tell. But it's a good chunk.
Okay.
Like,
Nice.
Yeah, I've unlocked almost everyone so far.
Okay.
The only guy I didn't unlock is John Laurinaitis, which you unlock when you play Universe Mode.
Okay.
But and for me to kind of unlock a lot of something throughout a game, it means it must be fun. Because I'll usually put a game down for like a few weeks.
That's the problem. You have all these games you're, you know, playing and you can't, it's hard to get through them all, and then you kind of keep going back and forth. That's good if you kind of stick with it. That must be.
Yeah, usually I'll like, you know, wind up going into FIFA or Madden or something as like a, or God of War or something where I can, it's like mindless and I don't have to really try at it for a while.
Nice.
Like this one, PlayStation All-Stars, I've literally picked up and went through career mode with two guys so far. The career mode's short. But I guess we'll that's a good enough segue, I suppose. Career mode's short.
Go ahead.
So you pretty much are, I think you have to get through like 7 matches in order to be career mode. It's really made to be more of like an online group playing thing, just like Smash Brothers, so.
Now, you know, obviously this is like, today's the day it came out, and you hear prior to this, everybody... you know, compared it to Smash Brothers, obviously. Now, knowing what Smash Brothers is like and PlayStation is like, PlayStation All-Stars is like, what are the main differences, like the gameplay? Is it kind of similar to the gameplay, or is it...
Control scheme-wise, it's not far off.
Okay.
You know, you have your air dodges and stuff like that.
Go ahead.
The control scheme, it's Smash Brothers, but on a PlayStation controller.
Okay. Nice.
So it's... Oh. So... Ratchet just shot me off the screen.
From Transformers?
Huh?
Oh, Ratchet.
Ratchet click.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm in a different headspace right now. Sorry.
So, yeah, it's got like a similar kind of setup to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on a PlayStation controller, so it's not exactly the same. Some of the execution of the moves is a little tough, depending on who you have. You've got to kind of learn what the range is and the timing and such, which is, you know, I guess the big learning curve in it. You've just got to kind of learn how to use your guy.
Right.
Or whoever your guy winds up being. I mean, it's button tapping, though, let's be honest.
Do you see there, you know, I know with Smash Brothers over the years, and there's a lot of replay value in those games. Now, do you see that coming from PlayStation All-Stars? Like, is this a game that you're going to play over and over and over again, or is it, or something?
As long as this is one I could see myself doing online.
Right.
As long as I've got someone to play.
Okay.
Or, like, you know, if somebody... It's one of those ones where if you have someone to play against, like a relative or friend that frequents, that you know, basically visits often.
Okay.
Or it's even one where if you don't have someone that you play games with often, you can kind of introduce them to it, and it might be their gateway into
sure. Yeah.
Playing yeah. a game like this. Nice. Yeah, I mean,
it's, it looks.
Go ahead, Jeff.
It looks kind of. It does look kind of button mashy. So it looks like it would be new gamer friendly, at least. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like something like Mortal Kombat or like Marvel vs. Capcom, you need to learn the button presses.
Yeah, like you can learn how to juggle stuff in here. Like I pretty much just figured out a couple minutes ago a decent yeah. like quote unquote combo, mm-hmm. but it's really just about getting to a point where you can put a super move on somebody and doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a good comparison today. People asked that same question: what's better, Smash Brothers or PlayStation All Stars? And people, the writer said that it's hard to say that. It's hard to compare the two because it's like comparing Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. You know, it's almost
that's a great comparison yeah. because it's not necessarily that it's. You know, one's better than the other.
Right.
It's more like, all right, you liked this game. Now here's a kind of game like it for a system you have.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
it's just as much. It's more about character loyalty than anything.
Right.
You know, which would you rather see, Mario and the dude from Fire Emblem and Pikachu, or you know, Cole from Infamous?
Yes.
Kratos
and like Sweet Tooth and Kratos yeah. and
Fat Princess.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Raiden from Metal Gear.
That's cool. Nice. I mean,
and the guy from Tekken who I never played Tekken.
I mean, the cool thing about those games yeah. are is that it's people that you know, for people who play PlayStation over the years, it's characters they're familiar with. So it's.
And I don't even look at it as necessarily brand loyalty so much as. This is the system I have, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the PS3, but I have the Vita, and I know the Vita got pretty much the same review, I think, as the PS3 review.
And, well, supposedly it's just the exact same game, only smaller.
Exactly. So that's why it's, I think I'm going to get it for the Vita. I definitely want to try it out.
Isn't the Vita free with the PS3 version?
Yes.
Which is awesome.
So why don't you just use Dave's code then?
I could do that.
It's not necessarily a code. You need the system.
Oh,
really? You have to download it.
It goes off your PS. It probably goes off your PSN username, right?
It goes off your PSN account.
Yeah.
But it's also a download off of the disc.
I think it's $15. Is it like $15? Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was something like that. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. But cool. What about I know Jim, you've been playing Halo 4. How's that going?
Loving every second of it, actually. It's a lot more emotionally investing than any Halo game I've ever played. The story is actually interesting. They did a great job with the graphics.
Yeah.
Multiplayer is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of Call of Duty-ish.
Mm-hmm.
In that you're not playing for kills so much anymore as you are for points.
Okay.
But it's still it's different, and they got the loadout stuff now that you can unlock. But you know, it's different and it's interesting. And it's a gorgeous looking game.
Yeah. Are you playing more of the campaign or more of the Spartan Ops or the
Well, no, I finished the campaign on Solo Legendary
okay.
3 days ago.
Okay.
It took me like 4 nights of like an hour or hour and a half at a time.
Yeah.
It's not a long campaign.
Yeah.
But then you also have the war games stuff.
Right.
Or the Spartan Ops stuff.
Yep.
Which they're releasing new episodes weekly, and it's 5 missions in each. And it's a really, really good way, and it's free. It's a really good way of keeping people invested.
Exactly. It's like 10 weeks, right? I think it's for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and there's a lot more. I mean, I bought Halo 3 and ODST in the same package.
Nice. Yeah, I picked it up, too. I'm having some fun with it. I've been playing the... I've done the war games. I've done the campaign.
Yeah.
I just started doing the Spartan Ops this week. And, yeah, it's a gorgeous game. I mean, I love the opening of the game. I think it's, I couldn't believe, it's almost like watching, a Blu-ray movie at the beginning, I think. It's like,
right.
I couldn't believe, somebody asked me, they were watching me play it. They're like, is this, what do you want? What movie are you watching? I'm like, no, this is the new Halo. And it's unbelievable, I think.
It's, you know, it's like the epitome of that last gasp for the console.
Exactly.
Because I would be willing to bet that Fire does a launch title for the 720.
Yep.
And from what I've seen, it looks like 5 is going to be dark as hell.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't finished the campaign, so I've been jumping around to different games, but nice. It's I was thinking about the whole talk of the new next gen systems, probably in 2014 we're looking at, right? More.
I think I heard that the 720 is going to be premiered at E3 next year.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean the Wii U we didn't really see. Actually, it was 2 years. It was two E3s ago where they announced it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if they'd have to be further along than it sounds like they are to get it out by this time next year.
It's funny because you look.
So probably 2014.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a system like Xbox 360 or PS3, and you look from when the console was launched, that console was launched in 2005, I think, Xbox 360. And
yes.
If you look at it from 2005 to 2012. The Xbox, you know, it's got a good run for its money, but from the games that were able to play on that system, like the games from the last 2-3 years, are so much more advanced than they were in 2005. I mean, it's unbelievable the potential that, you know, that it could hand, you know, that we're able to push out of that system.
I picked up, probably about a year ago now, I picked up Gun, which was the Western launch title for the 360.
Okay.
And it was virtually indistinguishable from a PlayStation 2 game.
Well, it was a PlayStation 2 game.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I had it.
Thanks for making me look like an ass. Edit. No, so, well, I mean, like, but you'd think they would have cleaned up the graphics a little bit, but, I mean, what else was a launch title? Halo 3 looked like shit. Compared to even Reach.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd
be amazing to see the games, the launch titles that are launched with 720. Because the funny thing is, the games that were launched the last 2 years of this current system versus the first 2 years of the new system, they're going to be identical games. I mean, they're going to look the same.
But you know what? If their start point is what Halo 4 look like, we're in pretty good shape. We've reached a point now, though, where I have a tough time, outside of like making it look like actual people, I have a tough time seeing what the next graphical leap is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what else can they? I mean, I look at that trailer, Watch Dogs, that came out last year, maybe not last year, beginning of this year.
Yeah, that reeks of next gen.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I mean, that's the only thing.
It's almost like it's probably unfortunate that game's coming out when it is, or scheduled to come out when it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then I look at the opening. Did you guys watch the opening of Black Ops 2 yet?
No, I've never played one of those.
I mean, I'm not a huge multiplayer fanatic. You can call it Duty fanatic, but I picked it up because I.
And the only game like that I've ever played is Resistance.
Okay. The campaign's really good on it. I think the campaign is probably the best it's been in a while.
Okay.
But the opening is great. I mean, the characters and the cutscenes and the music's great. I mean, it's I couldn't believe it. I'm not really a big Call of Duty fan to begin with, but. I was pretty blown away from it.
Yeah, I mean, Call of Duty, just games like that, Like, even Resistance, even though I like it, I kind of hate it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You know what looks good? Planetside 2 looks great.
What is that?
It's, I guess it's a multiplayer, online multiplayer, but it's, I never played the first one, but it's a free, you don't have to pay, I think it's, I don't know if it's only on PC, or I think it's console, but it's not out yet. But
it's like one of those, like, Warcraft ones that you play, though?
No, this is more like along the lines of, I could compare it to Halo style. It looks like Halo. But look, Google it. It's getting some great reviews so far, and it's it takes place in the future, but it's almost like there's part of it looks like it's Halo, and then part of it looks like it's Mech Warrior kind of style. It's pretty cool.
Free to play looks nice.
What's that?
I like free to play.
Free to play. It looks like you're like. But it looks awesome. And this supposedly it's getting some crazy reviews. But doing that, I also those two games. I've been playing Borderlands 2 for Xbox.
I gotta get that.
It's really.
Cool. I gotta get that, and I gotta get Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, I was gonna get Assassin's Creed 3 for Xbox, and then I'm gonna do it for the Wii U actually because I heard it's. The port over to the Wii U is almost identical to the Xbox and the PS3, but I heard that it's it looks a little bit less grainy looking. But I heard it's almost identical as far as the gameplay. So,
well, that's now with the Xbox being like that, you've gotten to the point where it's the basically what can you do with DVDs?
Right.
That's why I think Xbox is hurting more for an upgrade than. PlayStation is?
It's the oldest out of the three. No. So.
Right.
And PlayStation's working off of Blu-rays.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, but Assassin's Creed 3, I heard mixed reviews on that one. I still haven't played it, but I've heard half and half. But it got, I guess it all depends on who you talk to, but I'm still pretty excited to play it, so.
I'm running through Colonial Boston and stabbing British people in the face. I don't see how you can go wrong with that.
It's so cool. I mean, I love that time, part of history, and I think it's so cool how it's pretty open world and free to roam, and you can go to New York.
Yeah.
You can go to New York, you can go to Boston, and it's and I heard the DLCs are pretty cool for it. But I heard there's so much to do in it where, there's just unlimited potential with that game.
That's a good thing, though. I mean, they packed a ton of shit into Brotherhood or Revelations or whatever the last one was. Mm-hmm. Only the game was entirely and completely redundant for the one before it, except for it had more shit to do, and it had that stupid tower defense then.
Yes.
Wait, it had a tower defense game in it?
It had a tower defense game in it. Like, that game made me mad when I played it, because it was pointless.
That's the... Brotherhood was the... No, Revelations was the last one, right?
Revelations was the last one. Brotherhood was fine.
Yeah.
Revelations was like, okay, let's go take a look at Constantinople and... do all the exact same things we just did in Brotherhood, and also the only forward movement in the overall story is that we introduce Q as Desmond's father.
Mm.
Q from Star Trek, not Q from Bond. Just so we're clear.
Yep.
So we're all on the same page, which Q?
Yep.
You lost me, Q.
It's a Star Trek thing. Shut up. Grown-ups are talking.
The last Assassin's Creed that was...
I've only ever played the first one because I just got so infuriated by how bored I got.
I played the second one. I never played the first one. So...
I thought the first one was gorgeous and interesting and different, but I can see where people would get tired of it. It was also kind of hazy and blurry in the graphics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one is very. When we were at Comic Con, I went to go check it out. You couldn't play it, but you were in that little screening room that they kind of do a 10-minute video demo on it. You watch them play it, and it was real gameplay, and it looked great. I mean, it looks pretty awesome, and I think it looked.
Yeah, they've always looked good. I mean, it's just I got so tired of basically fencing and pickpocketing.
That's the only thing I think.
And horse riding.
Horse riding's cool.
You're a hater.
The only thing.
Well, I got happy once you got further along in the. The campaign when it let you skip to town.
Yeah.
The only thing with this one, from what I've been hearing, as far as if you want to call it negative or not, but is that there's a lot, there's so much to do where it's very, sometimes it's very inconsistent, where, and also they you don't do as much, stealthy missions as the prior ones. It's more group, group. Fights and battles. But I don't mind.
Oh, like with the militias and junk?
Yeah, like he'll be in town and all the red coats will go out and he'll like take them all on. There's stealth missions in it, but not as where it was originally based off of that whole premise where it's kind of, but I don't mind that. That's not a huge thing, but it's,
I'm okay with no more stealth missions.
I don't mind like full out.
Considering I played the same four for two games,
and I like
I was terrible at the stealth anyway. So,
and I'd like to have different things to do. If you're not gonna, if you kind of get bored with one, at least you can kind of do your own thing. You don't have to stick to the missions. You can kind of take your time and explore a little bit and try some little side quests and stuff like that. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Borderlands too.
Yep. And I'm trying to think what else. I went on Steam actually during Sandy. I went on Steam and I downloaded. They had a crazy Steam sale. It was right around Halloween. It was actually Halloween. And I picked up Left 4 Dead 2. I picked up the whole Walking Dead series.
The Walking Dead ones are awesome. So the last one came out today.
Was that number 5 or 6?
Number 5?
5.
5. So I got the whole, I paid like $16 and I got the whole thing, the whole series. It's great. Left 4 Dead, I was playing, that's fun. And I got the Wii U yesterday, so I've been playing that all day today, pretty much.
Nice.
Because it's my day off, so doing that. And been playing Zombie U, which is pretty much it's by the same guys who do Assassin's Creed, Ubisoft. And
okay.
Zombie U reminds me of DayZ, the mod for Arma 2, where it's like permadeath. You fight, you die. And you start over, you lose all your stuff. But the cool the cool thing about Zombie U is that it's not only because it's very interactive with the controller and stuff like that, but which I didn't realize is that every time you die, you start over as a new character. You lose that character. That character is dead. You start over as a new character, if it's a male or a female, with a new name. And the cool thing is that after you start over with a new character and you start your mission over, you see your previous characters as zombies and you have to kill them.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. And I was like,
but
it's very cool with the interactive with the Wii gamepad. You could use it as a sniper rifle. You look at it. You can scope. It's pretty wild. I'll do a full review on the site about it. But it's I just started playing it today, so I'm not really far into it.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I don't know. I'll find a way to futz around with the Wii U a little bit at some point in the future. I want to see how it feels.
Yeah, it really took me back. I'm enjoying it a lot. I knew I was gonna enjoy it, but I'm enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would. Definitely more than the original Wii, by far.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
What else did we? trying to think. Yeah, I mean, other than that, those are the kind of what I've been messing around with and doing. Just Black Ops, Halo. I don't really need to talk about Black Ops. It's pretty much the same thing as the other ones. But
every other Call of Duty game. I mean,
I mean, it does look pretty good. I mean, the graphics. I mean, the graphics are great, and the and it's, you know, at times it's very addicting, but it's I don't know. It's, and I like something with a little bit more meat to it. I do like the campaign a lot. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but that game is meant for you to play multiplayer.
Oh yeah, I mean that's the game. I mean that's for the person that's yeah. There's a lot of you know, replay in that game, but it's for a certain type of player. And it's you know, I got it because I wanted to play it. And I'm glad I did get it. You know, it's good. But out of all the other multiplayer, the campaign. Campaigns I've played in the past with that whole series. This one looks pretty good. I mean, out of very realistic, very edge of your seat kind of. It reminds me a little bit like the pace of like a Left 4 Dead kind of feel. Where the zombie, you know, they're not zombies, but the campaign, like the people are just rushing you. You're just like. And it's like, you gotta stay alive and just, you know, but it's fun. That part.
Yeah. And we'll see. The last Call of Duty I played was Modern Warfare 2.
Yep.
And that was, not very good.
Yeah, it's like, I turned in like a ton of games and I ended up only spending $7 on it, so, whatever.
Yeah.
And,
that's fine.
Yep.
$7 is a good price.
$7 is a good price. Yep. Yeah, but you know.
I think I played World at War once because someone told me I had
to.
That's
horrible, that one. That's really bad.
And I was just, the only thing that was interesting was that Kiefer Sutherland was in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, his, okay. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm forced to, like, take cover, like, I'm from the Grand Theft Auto school of. Games involving guns, which means I can run around and just shoot and not have to really worry.
Did you?
Yeah.
Speaking of Grand Theft Auto, have you seen the trailer yet for it? The new one?
No, but I'm pretty much in either way.
Oh,
so.
This game is gonna kill it. It's gonna be unbelievable what this game.
Nope.
It's done before this game.
Nope. I did 4, and it made me very, very angry.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I've never played 4.
Oh, 4? Are you talking about 4, or are you talking about the new trailer?
Okay. I'm talking about 4. Oh. 5, the trailer looks like, I mean, whatever, it looks like the trailer for a series of episodes of a TV show about assholes. But, like, 4, I mean, and it's the same thing. So, Saints Row 3 was the best game that the Grand Theft Auto people could ever possibly hope to make. Only they could never make a game like that because their heads are so far up their own asses that they don't realize the inherent, like, they take no joy from video games. Grand Theft Auto 4 did a ton of stuff, and it did none of it well. The flying was terrible. The driving was crap. The shooting was mediocre at best. The best thing that they did was they made a passable, impressionistic version of New York City. Where, like, oh, check it out. Here's the Beer Garden in Astoria, and this is the Brooklyn Bridge, and this is what Times Square looks like, and the Triborough Bridge takes you into the Bronx, and the Bronx is a hellhole. Like, that's about the best thing that they did. Literally every other aspect of the game, the overwrought story, the voice acting was mediocre. Like, the music was good, except it was, like, repetitive. Like, once you played the game to its conclusion, at that point you had heard the same 30 songs over and over and over again for 45 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's been the case with any of them so far, though.
Right, but like, I mean, you wanna make it interesting. Have the radio stations, and then have a station that's blank for you to put music from your Xbox hard drive onto.
I thought they did something like that.
Nah,
there was a few games that did that. I don't know who.
There are, but again, not Grand Theft Auto, because it does a million things, but it doesn't ever do any of them well.
And I think this,
because it wants to be. Games. There was a dart mini game. There was a bowling mini game, and it's like they were crap.
Yeah, I think this game is I don't know what they're going for, but you know, you can kind of split between three different main characters. So essentially, when you're doing one thing, just say there's a, from what I read, and I could be wrong, but there's a, just say the. You're doing a heist, and you have your two other partners. Which is, there's three main characters. There's one guy from, he's more of a wealthy, well-off guy who did well after, you know, he's kind of retired, sort of. The other guy is kind of lives in the hood, and the other guy lives like in a trailer park in the desert. Now they all come together to do this big heist, but when you do it,
could they have gone any, like, more onto the ends of the spectrum?
Yeah,
awesome.
Right. Well, it takes place in L.A. this time. It's in California. And supposedly, the map...
So it's San Andreas.
Right. But the cool thing about the map is that I read that it's the size of the map is the biggest. If you take GTA 4's map, San Andreas' map, and Red Dead's map put together, it's still bigger than that. And the cool thing about it is when you're doing a heist, just say one guy is doing the helicopter, one guy is sniping, and the other guy is rappelling off the roof. If you don't want to do the helicopter, you can switch off to the other two guys or vice versa. So, I don't know.
This sounds confusing as hell.
So, like, and when you're not doing something, and when you're not doing that other character's part, that other character is still living his life. So when you port back into his body, he could be like randomly like in a bathroom, like taking a shit or whatever. And this is I couldn't believe when I was reading this, but it was like hilarious because you never know what they're doing when you like port back into their body.
This sounds more confusing than the like San Andreas game where I had to juggle girlfriends and have like gang wars and work out. It was like harder than real life.
Yeah, it's like it's like Scarface with all the boring parts filled in.
Yeah.
Well, the first, or I say the first two because they're really short of two, the only ones anyone cares about. Three and Vice City were awesome.
Oh, Vice City's one of the best ones. I love Vice City. So good. You didn't like Vice City, Jim? Either?
I didn't like any of them. I liked Saints Row the best.
Okay.
And that's because you can one-hit kill people with a person-sized purple dildo.
Yeah, good.
Saints Row 3 was fun.
It was fun.
Also, Burt Reynolds was in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is pretty much the best video game cameo of all time.
Did you like Red Dead? Did you play Red Dead or no?
I did enjoy Red Dead. Red Dead, but I, like, I was on a Western kick for a while, so, like, I was watching all the old Sergio Leone movies, and, like, I watched Unforgiven for the first time, and then I picked up Red Dead, and I'm like, oh, all right, this is pretty neat. Mm-hmm. And then I killed, like, every bear in the Old West.
That's one of those ones I had never played. Like, it goes back to Gun. Like, I loved Gun. I love the idea of Gun because I love Westerns.
Yeah.
But there was one part that I couldn't get past in Gun and couldn't figure out. And I'm like one of those people who will, against his better judgment, look up like how to beat it online.
Like rage quit. Yeah. Rage quit.
Fuck this game. Yeah. So, like, you know, Gun went unfinished forever. So I still have no idea how the game ends, but I did enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
Until I got to the part with the bow and arrows.
Oh, I remember that one. I thought you got stuck on the one where you had to shoot the rocks down over the train.
Oh, no, because if that was a timing one, I just would have been, like, you know, basically tried to do it until I got it. It's like in Infamous 1 where it's the part where you have to protect the truck. I can't protect the truck, so I've never beaten Infamous 1.
You dropped the difficulty down.
Yeah, but that's like...
I know. It's cheap as shit.
Like L.A. Noir, I got to the driving and then the first interrogation, I go, all right, this is the worst game I've ever played.
I returned that game. I couldn't deal with it anymore.
No, I'm actually staring at it right now as like the, why is this? It's more like the side with games that I would like to play and have to beat, and then like, you know, the old standbys. So it's like hockey, baseball, Rock Band, L.A. Noir, Arkham Asylum, Little Pig Planet, Burnout Paradise, like all of those are on the other side. But it just sticks out like a sore thumb because it's like, why are you even there?
It was like
and Dead Rising 2, but.
Dead Rising 2 was fun.
I just never actually sat the. It's, I got through maybe a half an hour of gameplay and I just not got bored, but I was like, I need to actually focus for this.
What you do is you find the guide that shows you how to make all the combo weapons, and you just make all the weapons and just screw around with it.
Okay.
Because, like, filling a bingo ball with car batteries and then throwing it into a pile of zombies is amazing.
That's why I was stoked for Dead Rising, because there was no real, I'm going to go kill zombies game for it. But only zombies game for PlayStation.
Right. But even with like the Left 4 Dead games, there's still like a point behind them. If you want to play Dead Rising so that all you do is massacre zombies in the most ridiculous ways possible, like that's an option for you. I got the achievement in the first Dead Rising for killing 56,000 zombies in 72 hours of game time.
That's amazing. And
it was heavenly. It was repetitive as hell. All I did was keep getting a car and driving in circles around the parking garage. But it was still like watching the counter go up in the bottom right of the screen, right hand corner of the screen, was like made it worthwhile for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one came along and you could start making the combo weapons and you know, I would just drive around the casino with two chainsaws tied to the edge of my dirt bike.
Yeah, like, I just want to play Dawn of the Dead. I want to, like, that's all I want.
Yeah.
If I could ever get that video game, I would be excited. I think.
I'll tell you what, Dead Rising 2 really screwed me up when I went to Atlantic City. Because I stood in that casino looking at all the people on their rascals and thinking of all the different things that I could combine to try and kill them.
You gotta try Left 4 Dead too. Have you played it, Dave, or no?
No, I haven't played PlayStation.
I don't know if it's on.
I play it. It's not.
It's not, right?
It's not.
No, Valve doesn't program for the PlayStation.
Oh yeah.
Other than Portal.
That game,
right?
Is crazy.
Well, Portal should be on everything.
But Walking Dead, supposedly they're gonna be coming out with, I don't know. Not, you know, it has nothing to do with the, you know, what they're doing now, but they're going to be coming out with a...
Like an FPS.
Yeah, so I'll see how that, hopefully it's, I don't know how, it can never be as good as what they have now, but, you know, we'll see. I wonder how...
Yeah, but like, I just finished Dead Island.
How is that?
It's like if you cross Left 4 Dead with Fallout.
Fallout. Fallout 3 supposedly is they're calling it Skyrim with guns. Supposedly, that's what they're saying. But
Fallout 3 was an excellent game.
I'm not talking about Fallout. Far Cry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm talking about Far Cry. Fallout. Have you played Vegas? Do you play Fallout Vegas or no?
I have not because when I was still into the Fallout stuff, they hadn't released the patch.
Okay.
To make it not the glitchiest game of all time.
Yeah, that, you know, I was having issues with that game. I liked playing it, but
I have not played a Fallout.
Three's worth going back for.
I have it,
if you can.
But I have it for PC.
If it's not on, They have it for your glorified Blu-ray player?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, though, with, as far as, like, games go. I'm, like I was saying, I still haven't beaten Resistance 2. I have Resistance 3, Bioshock, Bioshock 2, all sitting in front of me that I've never played.
You missed such a wonderful opportunity, not having played Bioshock before the election.
Why?
Because all the crazy libertarian Ayn Rand bullshit that's in Bioshock also came out of Paul Ryan's mouth. It's really funny.
I never played Bioshock. I don't know. I've never played it. I don't know.
It's like an Ayn Rand, like the city under the ocean is like Randian paradise.
Right.
And here it's a fantastic game.
I heard it's awesome.
It's an amazing game too.
And the new one's supposed to take place in the sky, right? It's up in the air, right?
Yeah, in the 19-teens, or aught-teens, whatever the hell they are. But it's also like, the xenophobia of early America, or of like early 20th century America,
right?
As opposed to, the Art Deco / crazy libertarian bullshit.
Yeah, like another one, I bought Mass Effect 2, and they're like, oh, we're putting out Mass Effect 1. I'm like, great.
Oh, they put out the trilogy for that. It was $60. You should, like, sell back Mass Effect 2.
That's a good deal.
And just pay the $60 for the full trilogy.
I got it straight from PSN.
Well, then you're a fool.
Yeah, that's supposed to be.
That was the only one at the time.
That was a poor decision.
Mass Effect 4. You heard about that?
There wasn't even 3 yet.
Really? There's a Mass Effect 4 yet?
Yeah, they're using the Frostbite 2 engine, whatever. But it's going to be awesome. That thing is going to be crazy. Supposedly the lead writer, I forgot his name, who wrote, I don't know if he's the lead writer, the lead game designer, but he was for Mass Effect 3. He's going to be involved with it a little bit, but they're... it's going to be somebody else, but it's the same group of people, but it's going to be... But it's next gen. It's not going to be current gen, so...
Right.
So it won't carry your stuff over? That's the one thing. At least, like, I can now get Mass Effect 1 when they put it on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be...
And I'll just play through them eventually. Just like everything else.
Yeah, Wii U just came out with a trilogy with it, so...
I put an ungodly amount of time into those Mass Effect games.
I know you did. You played that for a while, that game, didn't you?
I played through the first one all the way through, like, comprehensively, like, doing all the side missions and shit, at least 3 or 4 times.
Right.
Just so that I could have different endings and have, like, different options available to me when I went into 2. And I played through 2 3 or 4 times also.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that game was a lot of replay value. Before we close out, Jim, did you want to add any comic highlights this week?
Nothing happened, really.
Nothing really happened.
Dave, did you read Deadpool?
No, I didn't read Deadpool, but I haven't read anything in 3 weeks. Because I haven't gotten anything in 3 weeks.
Because of the storm.
Because of everything,
I guess that's a legit reason. Deadpool's really bad.
I could have told you that it was going to be.
Nah, I was so excited, though. Those two guys, Duggan and Posehn, are really funny guys. It was really upsetting to me.
I'm not a fan of Brian Posehn.
I enjoy him. I don't know if it's like I have to support a nerd.
But, like, I get it, but it's just like, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, it was terrible. But the Thor,
like,
new
Thor
is
metal.
Good.
Okay.
New Thor was really good. Uncanny Avengers was really good. X-Men Legacy was awesome. All New X-Men, or whatever the hell Bendis is, X-Men, where they come back from the past thing, was surprisingly good. So,
I'm trying to think of what the last like week of stuff I read was. I think it was when X-Sanguine 1 came out, which is Tim Seeley's really good new vampire, just crazy horror shit thing for Dark Horse.
Okay.
That's good.
But awesome, man. Thanks for coming on tonight, guys. Check you out next week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep.
Eat some turkey. Enjoy. And we'll catch
happy
you guys
Thanksgiving,
later.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
What's that?
I said Happy Thanksgiving. I was just late on the draw.
It's just
my focus is kind of gone.
He got it.
Leave him alone.
Okay. I'll see you guys next week.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.